Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, where we dive deep into the wonderful world of neurodiversity with a sprinkle of cosmic wisdom. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're tackling a topic that feels as essential as breathing. Focus and attention. Ever feel like your brain is a hummingbird on caffeine flitting from one thought to another before you can even say squirrel? Yeah, me too. But trust me, there's science behind this wild ride, and understanding it can be the key to unlocking a calmer, more focused you. Let's get real for a second. In today's world, we are bombarded with distractions like confetti cannons at a parade. Notifications pinging, emails demanding attention, social media whispering sweet nothing. It's enough to make even the Zen masters feel overwhelmed. But what if I told you that mastering focus isn't about becoming some laser beam of concentration in a silent monastery? What if it was more about understanding your unique wiring and harnessing its incredible power? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just blow your mind. First up, remember that ADHD brains aren't broken, they are simply wired differently. We have an amazing ability to think outside the box, to see patterns others miss, and to tap into creativity like nobody's business. Think of it this way. We're not playing a game on a boring, linear track, we're navigating a vibrant, multidimensional maze. It's just that sometimes those twists and turns can feel overwhelming. Second, our brains crave novelty. That dopamine rush from checking social media, finishing a thrilling book chapter, or even starting a new project, it's all about that sweet, sweet dopamine hit. But here's the catch. Our reward system gets easily hijacked by constant stimulation. It's like teaching your brain to crave sugar over a balanced meal. You need to retrain those pathways for lasting satisfaction. Third, and this is super important, your environment matters. We're not robots, we're deeply influenced by our surroundings. Clutter can be a major distraction, noise can hijack your focus, and even the temperature of a room can affect your mood and concentration. Think of it as creating your own personal oasis. Minimize distractions, optimize your space, and let your brain thrive. Fourth, movement is magic. Ever notice how after a good workout or a brisk walk you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to conquer the world? That's because exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful tool for mental clarity. Find ways to incorporate movement into your daily routine. Dance like nobody's watching, take a walk in nature, or try yoga. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, you are not competing against anyone else, your journey is unique and beautiful. Some days will be smoother than others, but that's okay. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the wins, and never stop exploring ways to cultivate focus that works for you. Now let me paint the picture for you. Imagine this. You're working on a project that demands your full attention, a creative writing assignment, maybe, or a tricky problem at work. Your inner critic is whispering doubts in your ear, the emails are piling up, and that notification sound from your phone feels like a siren song. But instead of letting those distractions take over, you remember what we've talked about today. You create a focused space tied at your desk, put on some calming music, turn off notifications, and you give yourself permission to be fully present in the moment. As you get lost in the task at hand, you feel a sense of flow, a deep sense of satisfaction. This is what it feels like to harness your unique brain power and achieve true focus. So there you have it. The science of focus and attention demystified, simplified, and sprinkled with a dash of cosmic magic. Remember these key takeaways. Embrace your neurodiversity, retrain your reward system, optimize your environment, move your body, and be kind to yourself. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one small change you can make today to improve your focus. Maybe it's turning off notifications for an hour, going for a short walk before tackling a challenging task, or creating a dedicated workspace free from distractions. And remember, share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Let's spread the wisdom and empower each other on this journey together. Until next time, keep shining your beautiful, unique light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.